A look at the trends that will shape your future workplace. I'm joined by Craig Rispin. Craig is a business futurist, trends tracker and technology guru. He's our guide to the trends and technology that will change your business and your life forever. Craig, we're going to cover three major trends impacting the workplace today. Let's start with what you call the talent war. What is that?
Well, there's a war going on between employers, essentially, because they can't get the talent that they need. Have you heard about this?
Skill shortage, is this what we mean?
Well, it's not just a skill shortage. There's actually a shortage of people and people with the right talent. Right. It's a combination of things because, actually, there's far fewer people entering the workplace now than ever before. So there's just not the people there. And then they don't have the skills that the employers are looking for. The employers are looking for skills that they're not really teaching at university right now, which is kind of a funny thing.
Yeah. So what does this mean in terms of the way the workplace is going to be in the future? How's it going to shape it?
Well, what I say to companies, and they know it's true once I say it, is it's going to be twice as hard to find a good employee as it will be a good customer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really difficult to get the staff that you need to serve the market. Let's put it this way. Let's say you're in aged care. We all know that aged care is going to be a big thing because of all the baby boomers are rocketing towards retirement. Well, if they retire, but that's another story. But they're all the first baby boomer turned 65 this year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a huge market for aged care. But I talk to aged care companies and they say, well, I can't get the staff to serve them. What's the problem? Have they all gone overseas? And the reason is that the age gap, there's this little trough after this big baby boom, and there's just not the right people. And they're not really teaching at universities the things that employers are looking for.
Is this a good thing, like for people working in the future corporate environment, that there are is it kind of a seller's market now? I've got talent and there's not enough talent around?
It's absolutely fantastic. If you've got any kind of talent at all, the future is going to be bright for you. Because there's just not going to be enough of you to go around. And this is a fantastic opportunity because in the past, employers thought about themselves. They thought about their customers. Then they thought about their shareholders. And for the first time in history, they're going to have to make the number one priority their staff. And this is a fantastic future for people in the workplace.
Well, that's an exciting trend. But you also talk about work-life re-evaluation. Is this sea change stuff that we're talking about, or what's the essence of that?
Absolutely. You know, you've seen television shows about this. You've heard about people downshifting, downsizing their own lives, going different places. There's this big re-evaluation going on about my life's work, essentially. You know, what does work mean to me? And is it all my life, or is there more to life than just work? And because people are going to be more and more demand because of the talent war, they're going to have a lot more choices for a lot more money and a lot more interesting places. So they're going to be thinking about, well, is this really for me or should I be doing something else?
And are we seeing where that trend is leading yet?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'll give you an example of this, that it's already impacting employers. I did a survey last year and I asked a large number of employees, would you be willing to give up a significant amount of pay for a significantly more fulfilling job? Now, what do you think about that? 45% of employees answered that they'd be willing to give up a significant amount of pay for a significantly more fulfilling job. They're saying that it's not just about the money, that there's more to life than just money. They're going through this thing right now of, well, I could do that thing that I trained at university for, but do I really want to? And they're sort of reinventing themselves.
I'd rather make pottery in the shed and make money from that.
The funniest things come up. If you then ask employees what would make your job more fulfilling, they're saying things that are pretty basic that you think that employers would offer. More flexible hours, more varied work, better challenges, more autonomy, and bringing their pet to work with them.
That's nice. One, bringing a little hamster in sitting on the desk.
Oh, it's absolutely true. That at Nike, they did a survey and they said, what would make your job more fulfilling? And the number two thing that the employees, young employees, not married, you know, the young single people, the number two thing after flexible work hours was actually bringing their pets along to work with them.
Okay, so once we've got the hamster nicely ensconced on the desk and nibbling away, you also talk about global mobility. What's the trend there and how's it going to impact us?
Well, as you probably know, it's cheaper to fly now than ever before. Mm. You can get just about anywhere in the world for less money than it's ever been before. And that's going to increase over time. In the last 25 years, the amount of airline travel has tripled and in the next 15 years is expected to double. So people are going to be moving around a lot more than ever before. And also borders, let's say restrictions on people that have talent are going to come down. You probably heard about that there have been changes to skilled migration quotas here in Australia recently. Well, it's happening all over the world. If you have the skills they're looking for, they don't care if it was difficult for you to immigrate before. Come right in. We need you. So it's happening in America. It's happening in Europe. It's happening all around Asia. It's happening here in Australia. We just can't find the people. So we're going to relax immigration laws around skilled workers.
Well, the moral of that story, folks, obviously is have hamster will travel into the brave new workplace of the future. And, folks, if you would like to hear more from Craig, and I'm sure you would, he's a fascinating man, check out the website at futuretrends.tv.